Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Renu Nabili, Director of Intel's Network Builders in the Network Platform Group. How's it going, Renu?
Going well, Allison. How about you?
I'm good. It's been a while since you've been on the show, and I know that you and your team have been busy. Why don't you just give me a review on the Network Builders program at Intel and the progress that you guys have made since the last time you've been on the show?
So the Network Builders program was launched in 2013. It's coming up to 3 years, actually, this August. And since the launch, we have had more than 200 partners now. We are increasing the amount of work that we've been doing from a technical enabling perspective, creation of reference architectures. And also, one of the things that we've been focusing on is increasing the way we go to market with our partners and helping to drive co-selling opportunities and focusing on driving business opportunities for our partners. Had a couple of new additions to the program. We launched what's called the Intel Network Builders Fast Track last August at IDF. And this program was very specifically focused on accelerating deployment for our end users. And to that, we focused on driving investments around optimizations, around the integration via various solution blueprints, and also interoperability via interop workshops and benchmarking efforts. When we launched Fast Track, we also said we would launch something called the Intel Network Builders University. This was targeted to providing training both online as well as customized face-to-face training for some of our key partners. And to that, we actually launched the INB University this February at Mobile World Congress. So actually the week before Mobile World Congress, we launched the online version of the Intel Network Builders University. And we're starting to see tremendous pickup and interest from the ecosystem partners as well as end users. We've had tremendous interest from our end users in understanding the various offerings and courses from the Intel Network Builders University.
I had a chance to go to Mobile World Congress and talk to some of the Network Builders members. One thing that they said is that the value that the Network Builders program brings specifically around technical training at the summit. So how do you provide context for the summit training delivered all over the world and then the online training? And how should a developer approach both?
From a technical summit perspective, this is a great opportunity for our partners, especially the engineers and architects at our partners, to benefit from face-to-face training or face-to-face presentations with the Intel architects and engineers. It's a great opportunity for them to ask questions firsthand, to engage even offline during breaks at the summits, and also get some of the leading edge training that we can provide to the ecosystem via the technical summits that we offer at the various network builder summits. We typically align our summits to some leading industry conferences, and this allows for them to interact not only face-to-face with the Intel engineers and architects, but also there are a number of other partner engineers present in the same room. So this allows for a lot of collaborative discussion around that technical topic. The online courses that we provide to the Intel Network Builders University, they're a great way for our partners to take advantage of the training offline, or rather, when I say offline, it's really online, but they can do it at their own time. It's available 24/7. They can go at their own pace. They're divided into, each module is about an hour long, but it's divided into about 15-minute sections. There are little mini quizzes after each section, so this allows them to also test their own knowledge in that particular topic, and they can do this at their own pace online.
The other interesting thing that we're doing there is driving interoperability and deeper work around solution optimization. Can you tell me a little bit about why we decided to do that and how that is taking shape within Fast Track?
When we launched Fast Track, there was a lot of what we called point optimizations. You know, a single partner optimizing their product or solution on one or more ingredients that Intel provided, for example, the CPU plus the Ethernet plus DPDK. But what we were starting to see in the industry is that there was a need for more integration of these point solutions in the form of a solution use case or a more complete solution stack. With that, when we launched FastTrack, the focus of our investments around optimization was particularly to help advance the bigger or more complete solution stacks that were optimized on Intel architecture. So we selected a few solution use cases, and we helped to make some investments around how do we piece all these different point solutions together to create a more complete solution stack. The interoperability efforts are actually closely tied with that. What we started to see was once our end users or end customers started to piece the various solutions together in the form of a solution stack, they still encountered various barriers to deployment. And these barriers could be in the form of performance bottlenecks or VNF onboarding or interoperability within the context of a selected orchestration software or orchestration environment. So the interoperability workshops were very specifically designed towards identifying what these barriers or challenges to deployment were, and then also understanding what would be a proposed solution or fix for these barriers. How can we support the end users to overcome these barriers and actually put in place solutions or mechanisms to overcome that and actually hasten their time to deployment?
One of the groups that I know was targeted in the Fast Track announcement was system integrators. Why are these folks so critical to the success with network transformation? And how is the work going in terms of engaging with system integrators within network builders?
One of the key elements that is critical to bring these various pieces of the solution stack together and integrating it is system integration. And what we're seeing in the industry is some of the incumbent companies that have done system integration for years and years in the telco space for several decades, but you're also seeing some new entrants, system integrators who are coming in and looking to integrate the various VNFs and the various ISV partner solutions on top of Intel architecture standard high volume servers. They're looking to integrate these various solutions on top of our architecture. These are disruptive system integrators. We're seeing our end users looking at not only the traditional incumbent telco equipment manufacturers, but also these new system integrators to determine the best path to integrating these various pieces of ISV solutions on top of our architecture and then finding the quickest path to deployment. We're seeing a lot of partnerships between some of the service providers and these system integrators.
We are ramping our focus and engagement with the Broadcom service providers, and I know you've got an exciting event coming up this month. Can you tell me about it?
Absolutely. On the one hand, we have a trusted advisor role with several leading service providers and end users, but we're also looking to scale that to the broader end user community. With that, we have our first end user focused summit at the Network Virtualization and SDN event in Europe. This is in Madrid on May 31st. It's an all-day event, and our agenda for that is very specifically targeted to what our end users, our service providers and operators and other enterprises might find useful. So we're actually looking to see if we can get a large number of our audience from our service providers and operators and enterprises and take part in the summit in Madrid on May 31st, and also several of our industry partners and customers from the Network Builders Program.
Thank you so much for being on the program, Renu. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I think I'll see you soon at an upcoming Network Builders event.
Thank you so much, Allison.